Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Aschatyate Satarine Vanshakalpatarupyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Atitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Govinda Hari Gopala Hari 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 Jaya Jaya Deva Hari
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari
Jaya Jaya Deva Hari
Jaya Sachi Nandana Gaura Hari
Jaya Sachi Nandana
Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Hari Hari
Today in Sri Mayapur town, we are celebrating Gopashtami. Gopashtami is the special day when Nanda Maharaj entrusts the care of the cows to Krishna Balaram. Previously, when they were younger children, Krishna Balaram were given the responsibility of caring for the small calves. And on this day, the month of Kartik, Krishna was given charge of the 900,000 cows in Nanda Maharaja's herd. Srila Prabhupada told us that the barometer of the spirituality of any society is the happiness of the cows. To the degree cows are genuinely happy, that is a testimony to the compassion of the people of that society. And for cows to be happy means they are protected. Protected physically, protected emotionally, protected spiritually. Srila Prabhupada's standard of cow protection was not just that we don't kill them. It's not just that we let them, you know, live to the natural death. It means we create an environment around them where they are blissful, where they actually feel loved. They feel cared for and naturally feel protected. Because this was the very basis of the culture of Vrindavan, to give happiness to the cows. And Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our whole spiritual lives are dependent on how we please Him. Sam Sudhir Hari Darshan. That whatever our vana, whatever our ashram, whatever we do in our service, its success is if Krishna is pleased. And Krishna has so strongly, through His actions and through His words, shown us how pleased He is when the cows are happy. In the Gopal Champu of Srila Jiva Goswami, he tells the story when Krishna is taking care of the calves in Sri Braj Bhumi. They were out in the pasture grounds, and one of the little calves felt so frightened and alone, missing her mother. She was mooing, like a little calf. And Krishna not only heard her voice, because Krishna is the paramatma in everyone's heart, and beyond that, He's the Sudhadam Sarvabhutanam, He's the dearest friend of all living beings. Krishna understands the voice of the insects, of the frogs, of the birds. What to speak of the cow? You see, when they're mooing, they're not just making noise. They're expressing. They're expressing their will, their happiness, their fear, their pain, whatever. In this case, Krishna could hear the voice that this little cow was dearly missing her mother. Krishna embraced that little calf and began to rub her, massage her, gaze upon her in the eyes with his beautiful lotus glance. And as he was petting her, embracing her, he whispered very sweetly in her ear. He said, "You will see your mother soon. Be happy. You will see your mother soon." And the little calf became completely happy. She no longer missed her mother, because Krishna is the mother, the father of all living beings. So in this way, one out of unlimited examples that illustrate how Krishna so personally loved and cared for each and every one of his calves, cows, and bulls. At the end of the day, when the sun was about to set, he would climb the Tirukkadamba tree, and by his inconceivable sweet rasa of love for his devotees, he would call the names of every single cow. Now, how is that possible? Seems like it would take at least a week or two. But Krishna would just, at the same time, he would say a name of a cow, and every cow would personally hear Krishna calling her name. And actually, Krishna did. It's not that he said one name and somebody was hearing a different name. He was simultaneously, with one word, calling the name of every cow. That was the nature of his love for the cows. Each cow, out of 900,000 cows, Krishna's only calling for me. And he didn't just say the name once, he said it over and over and over again, and however many times he said the names, each cow was only hearing her name. In the rasa dance, Krishna was dancing with so many gopis, and each gopi is thinking, he's only with me. When he would sit on the bank of Yamuna to take prasad with the gopas, they were in a circle around him. And he didn't have four heads, he only had one. He was one-headed Krishna. And at least one-fourth of the gopas were behind him. But every gopa was thinking, Krishna's only looking at me. And he wasn't turning around. This is a rasa vihari. He's the enjoyer of rasas. He's bhakta vatsala. How he loves his devotees. And when he would call the names of the cows, every cow was thinking, out of so many cows, he just keeps calling my name. The cows would be so happy, they'd come running to Tirukkadamba to meet Krishna. Each of them, with their tails raised, and they were sometimes even galloping to go to meet Krishna. Sometimes they would come very slowly, but their hearts were racing. When Krishna would play the flutes with his boys, he would play his flutes to give pleasure to the cows and the calves and the bulls. This is Vrindavan. If we want to create the Vrindavan environment in our communities, we have to take this very seriously. Srila Prabhupada, it was not a detail of his mission. It was one of the prominent pillars of what he expected us to do. That was protect the cows by giving them a life where they feel Krishna's love flowing through all of us to them. And like anything in Krishna consciousness, to the degree we please Krishna, it is like water in the root of the tree. Every part of the tree is satisfied, including our own hearts. It is one of the most intimate and special ways of watering the Bhakti Lata Bija within our own hearts. It's to serve and give pleasure to the cows. Krishna is Govinda. That means he gives pleasure to the cows. And Srila Prabhupada told us that Krishna has entrusted his own personal cows under our care. an incredible opportunity, but also an incredible responsibility. Gopastami, the day Nanda Maharaj entrusts all cows to Krishna, is the special day where we can really meditate and pray to deeply understand and please Srila Prabhupada through that understanding. When Yashoda Mai saw that Krishna was going to go with Balaram into the pastures with all these big cows, these are all Sarabi cows, Krishna was very small. She personally, with her own hands, made special shoes for Krishna. But Krishna told Yashoda Mai, I am the servant of all the cows. I cannot have something that the objects of my service do not have. Unless you make the same quality shoes for every hoof of every cow, I cannot wear them. What is 900,000 times 2? Huh? Pancharatna Prabhu said 1.8 million shoes. So from that day, Krishna always herded his cows barefoot, just like the cows. And it was so reciprocal. Any footprint of Krishna in the dust of Vrindavan, all those hundreds and thousands of cows, they would never ever step on Krishna's footprint because they considered it so sacred. As Krishna loved them, they loved Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has given us Vrindavan. And all that's required is in this spirit we receive his mercy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.